Biddy Smith sat alone in the dining room, waiting for someone, anyone, to give her life direction. Or that was Charles Butler's impression when he sat down on the other side of the table. If he could caption the look on her face, her unspoken words would be, "At last." As if she had been expecting him for all of the 30 years that had passed since his 10th birthday party, waiting in absolute faith that he would come. "I'm sorry," she said. "The police dragging you here, so late and all. It was because of the pictures in my room, wasn't it?" His one and only stalker seemed not at all embarrassed about the shrine in her bedroom, and he wondered if this was a first warning sign. He gravitated toward the possibility of a harmless, almost magical fixation that would not interfere with the everyday function of her life. He preferred this to the darker diagnosis of an obsessive psychotic. For a moment, he was lost in her eyes, so large, so dark, the antithesis of his own small blue irises. Physically pulling away from her, he sat well back in his chair. It was his everyday job to observe people and pass judgments upon their mental well-being before marrying them to the proper think tanks. But there was something at work here that was quite beyond him for the present. Her face was heart-shaped. He would not call it pretty, and yet he was charmed by it, and leaning toward her once more without understanding why. Perhaps magical thinking worked both ways tonight, for he was reverting to his earlier impression.